This is Passport to Texas. Looking for a serene wilderness experience and a high-quality fishing opportunity? You can hardly do better than one of Texas' scenic, wild, and storied rivers, if you can access them, that is.
Land ownership issues in Texas make it challenging for anglers to be able to access rivers.
95% of land in our state is in private hands. Tim Birdsong is Chief of Habitat Conservation for Texas Parks and Wildlife.
We have some access adjacent to right-of-ways of bridge crossings. Some city, county, state parks have river access, but in general, there's very limited access to rivers around the state.
Public land with the best access may end up in Texas paddling trails programs.
So these are defined launch areas for paddling in general, for birding, other sorts of wildlife-oriented recreation that can be done in these river segments. But even with around 70 paddling trails in the state, that still only provides access to a small fraction of the 191,000 miles of river that we have in Texas.
Tomorrow, a new public-private partnership that's creating more river access for anglers. Meanwhile, find paddling trail information and maps on the Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.